I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the hottest studio and podcast in the nation, To Drink Minimum. The gentleman in front of me, wildlife expert, comedian, Mike Ward.
I am Mike Ward, your Pentalis, and our friend over there is Poseidon.
Yeah, king of the seas, murderer of deer.
Yes.
So you were today on a boat.
Yes. And you spent last night viciously attacking a Canadian deer.
Yeah, we hit a deer last night when we were coming back from Gatineau.
Yeah.
We grazed a deer.
I had no part in this assault on the deer community. Yeah. I had left previous to this about two hours earlier with my own car.
And I had told you about 20 times, watch out for deer. There's a lot of deer. There's a lot of deer. Watch out. The only person I didn't say watch out for deer was Preach.
And he's the one who hit the deer. Tourist.
And I'm always sitting in the back, like in the bed, but I was sitting where you usually sit. So I'm at the table and my seatbelt isn't on. So it's super dangerous because you have a fucking wood table. So if you hit something, you fucking slide in.
Break your ribs.
And then I'm watching the UFC and then I fucking slip out of my seat and I'm like, what the fuck? And then Preach is like, I just got to go outside. I got to go outside. He's like, I think we hit a deer. And we graze him like there was no blood on the truck, but it's like he wiped the dust off the side. So we hooked him. He slid off the side, and then he just knocked off one of my lights.
But he wasn't hurt.
No, like there was no body. Like he just probably got the shit scared out of him.
Yeah, he got knocked.
In the face. That guy is not gonna fuck with highways.
Yeah, he's not crossing the road anytime soon.
Yeah.
And at what point did Poseidon try to have sex with it?
Here right away.
As soon as we stepped out, bro, I went looking, bro.
Where's
like,
the corpse?
Where's that fat ass, bro? Yeah. There's got fat ass, bro. You haven't seen that fucking ass.
Once we hit I hit a deer years ago. I was doing a show in Victoriaville. On my way to the show, and this is how much of a fucking professional I am, I hit a deer, my airbag popped. It burned my fucking hands. Like, my hands were, since there's that powder, hands were fucking burning. I called my manager, Michelle, because his family's from Victoriaville. I'm like, I just hit a deer outside of Victoriaville. The show's in an hour and a half. Can you get someone to come tow my car? And do you know a guy that could come get me? And he goes, okay, yeah, my father's going to come get you. And his father arrives like 4 minutes later, and he shows up in a pickup truck. And he's like, all right, okay, where's the deer? Okay. He picks up the deer, puts it in his pickup truck, and just leaves.
And I'm
like,
what
the fuck? So I call back Michelle. I'm like, what the fuck? Your father just came and stole the deer.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, yeah, I know that he said he was going to take the deer. And he's
what
like,
about me?
He's like, yeah, he asked if you could not tell anyone that he took the deer because it's illegal. So then when the cop showed up, my car is totally fucked up. And they're like, what happened? I'm like, I hit a deer. And they were like, where's the deer? I'm like, I don't know. He probably ran off into the woods. And he goes, your car is fucked up. That deer was dead. And I go, well, maybe I hit him. And he launched him
into the woods. Yeah, go look over there, yeah.
And he goes, no, but he like rolled over your car. So logically, he'd be behind you. And I was like, maybe he flipped over me and then a truck hit him. And then I was just trying to, I was like, why am I lying to protect some old fucking man that just wanted to steal a dead deer?
That's really funny. I love how the cops are like, well, no, look at your car. Yeah. That is a dead deer.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you'd think, but very resilient, these deers.
And then I was, I was going to do a show in, so I arrive at my show. I find out when I get to the show, I have an interview with a journalist. And I get there at 7:15 and the interview was at 7. So I apologize, do the interview. And the whole time, like, I'm rubbing ice on my hands because it's fucking burning like crazy. Finish the interview. And this was, they used to have a thing called La Tournée Juste pour Rire that was the Just for Laughs tour. It was four comics. And I was just one of the comics. But after my interview, they tell me, they're like, yeah, one of the comics didn't show up. So you're going to have to host. So I was like, ah, fuck. So, like, I was, it was such a weird night. Like, hosting and your hands hurt.
Oof.
Yeah. So, I left the whole time the mic on the stand because just having my hand like this
was hurting.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fucked.
Yeah. And then they fixed my car, and they're such fucking assholes. I had it was a Hyundai from whatever, some Hyundai place in Montreal. They fixed the front, and they put the logo for Victoriaville Hyundai on the front.
That's funny.
So then, like, my car had whatever, Quetu Hyundai, Hyundai Montreal and in the back. And in, so I was like, this looks like a fucking car that got into a lot of accidents.
Yeah, especially yeah. And speaking of cars, I have to, tomorrow I'm calling Ford for, because that shift thing still keeps, like, yeah. Now I smack yeah, yeah, yeah. it and it works. But yeah. I think now, I don't know if I overdid it, but you know, normally when it's like parked or whatever, or off, you can't turn it at all. Now it turns all the time.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So I overdid it. I like, the thing is broken.
Oh, they gotta change that piece, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, this has nothing to do with cars, but it has to do with deer. There's a guy you didn't see. I don't know if you... you shouldn't even pull it up because it's crazy. There's a guy in Quebec that hit two moose with his truck.
On purpose?
On purpose. He was driving... And there was... I just saw it on some website. It was like, look at this. This is crazy. This guy's mental. So I started watching. I didn't know... And the guy's driving and he's like, look at these fucking moose. He's like, these motherfuckers. And he's angry. And the moose, like, cross the street or across the highway. And they're on the side. So he gets on the side and he's chasing them. And the moose are running like crazy.
What a piece
of
shit.
And the moose is trying to, like, jump into the woods. But a moose is fucking huge. So he hits the moose. And then he backs up into the moose to kill it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And then... apparently, I didn't, like, I stopped the video there, but apparently he went back for the other moose, so he killed both moose, and people got really angry.
They
so
should, that's they, absurd.
They contacted the Sûreté du Québec, the provincial cops. Cops arrested him, and then people posted his picture online. People were talking shit, and this guy's so fucking mental, he was like, you motherfuckers talking shit. Here's my address. If you want to come talk shit, come to my house. And he gave his address and he was like, don't send your fucking plut. Don't send your whores. Don't send your whores. Come yourself.
Come yourself. Don't send yeah. none of these moose.
Yeah. What a fucking. God. And then he was like, and he tried to use a thing. Whenever people get in trouble, they think of one thing that sounds good, but he ruined it by going, don't send your whores and go fuck yourselves. Yeah, yeah. And here's my address. But he was like, people are freaking out. Because I killed a moose. How about people that eat steak from the store?
What you actively, yeah. an innocent moose that wasn't, yeah. you actively you went out and
hunting.
Killed it.
You weren't hunting. And but now he's acting like that. Like he was like, I'm gonna kill this moose and I'm gonna feed my
family.
That's
like a serial killer yeah. being like, what about those Asian guys yeah. defending their corner stores when they shoot people coming in? Yeah, that's because you're being robbed. That's yeah. not the same thing as you serial killing people.
Yeah. And this guy too, like, if you've ever, like, I hit a deer, which is way fucking small, and I wrecked my car. So I don't know what kind of truck he had, but no matter what fucking big, stupid truck you have, you hit a moose, you're going to fuck up your truck. Like,
why was he so against the meese?
I don't know. Shit. He's mental. Because, even a pickup truck, you're going to ruin a pickup truck, but even a semi-truck, you hit a moose, you're going to cause at least $1,000 worth of damage. So you can't go like, look, it was just, I want to feed my family.
No. But the way you said that, he was saying, look at these fucking yeah. moose. Like, did a moose fuck his wife? Like,
so,
I don't understand.
I don't know. So I watched the video.
Yeah.
It seems to be like a
very
heavy
troubling.
Duty. Yeah, very troubling. It seems to be like a heavy duty truck.
Like a semi truck? Like
no,
a,
like, you know, like the F-250.
Okay,
so it's like a F-150. But like,
that's too small to hit fucking like an elephant.
Nah, like the, but the, I saw the it's taller than the baby meese.
Okay, the baby meese.
Yeah, it's taller than the baby meese.
Oh, so it was a baby moose.
Yeah.
That's even worse.
They're running. Well, they're running. They're shorter than the truck, but at the speed that he runs them over is so slow because he gets up. He just gets up close to it.
He runs it over.
He just literally, you know, until it falls, and then he just rolls over it, and then he backs back into it. That's insane. What a piece of garbage.
Do you go to jail for this stuff?
He's now, police are, it's under investigation, so I assume he should. This is Quebec. He's not going to go to jail. He's going to get a stupid fine. He's going to have to go to therapy 2 times. He's going to have to pretend like he cares about animals.
It's mental.
Yeah. And then that's
But we
it.
Have his address.
We have his address, yeah.
That's interesting that he did that.
Yeah. The only thing is, like, my wife was telling me, she was like, we have his address. Someone should go fucking kick his ass.
Someone will.
And then I was like, someone probably will, but a fucking mental patient like that that runs over moose, he's got guns in his house. And when you're giving your address on the internet, telling guys, come to my house, you're waiting for guys to come to your house with a gun. You're not like going, I can fucking box.
Yeah.
You don't invite people to your house to fucking wrestle.
Yeah, but you don't know who's going to go to his house and how many.
Yeah.
Mm. So he
It'd be crazy if someone just got like a rocket launcher.
Yeah, just set his house on fire. House. Yeah.
Just an RPG.
Yeah. He's very dumb. Yeah. Oh, yeah, what a piece of shit.
Yeah, man. Very piece of shit.
Anyways, needless to say, he's sponsoring our next tour.
He is. It's a moose killer tour.
Yeah, we're called the Killers.
Yeah.
The Killers on tour. He's opening for us.
Yeah, I'm the only... Since I'm vegan, I'm only going to eat tofu on dead baby moose.
Yeah, just to make it part of the tour. Yeah. We need to follow the gimmick.
And is it... Since he said meese, for some reason, I'm like, is it meese? But it's not meese. It's moose.
No, it's not meese. I say meese.
It's always moose, right?
It's always moose.
It's never mooses.
It's never mooses. It's always moose.
Okay.
But I always had fun saying meese. Yeah. Because it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Moose.
It's weird.
Because like mouse is mice.
It's weird that, like, why isn't it mouses?
I don't know. In my head, mouses. It's meese. I always say meese. But I'm pretty sure it's wrong.
Isn't it mice?
Yeah, no, it is
that's
mice.
For mouses. Oh, okay. We're talking about mooses.
Oh, so, yeah. Moose, plural for moose is moose.
Yeah, so that's what he said.
Yeah, you're correct. Yeah.
Some people
add an S, but that is incorrect.
Yeah, they are dumb.
Incorrect. Yeah, even meese. Meese is completely incorrect. It's a made up word.
Yeah.
I do it because I love it. Meese. Yeah. We saw the play Notre Dame de Paris.
Notre Dame de Paris, award-winning play back in the day. I think it's toured like crazy.
Very scary play.
Yeah, the first 7 hours were amazing.
Was it a little long?
It's because I'm not a musical guy, but I was really happy. Like the first hour, I was like, this is like it's legit good. It's
acrobats.
It's fucking acrobats and gymnasts. You feel like you're at the circus.
Gypsies.
They're jumping down the they're gypsies. There's a fucking hunchback.
Pedophile priest. There's everything you want.
Everything you need in show business.
Yeah,
you have sexual predators and hot chicks.
That's amazing.
And fucking guys with no shirts doing
brothels.
Flips. Yeah. But then the thing that was the show was it was a little long, but people that like it loved it.
Yeah.
But the thing that was fucking never ending was the salute.
Oh,
at the
dude,
end.
Me and Mike were losing our shit because they just kept coming.
Yeah.
And doing
all
more
of
bows.
Them. Boom, and then just the actors, and then just the dancers, and then just the acrobats, and then just the actors again.
Yeah, they just
and
kept
and then just the and
then the guy it was done, bro. And then the guy decided to go back into tune. He's like. Luton de Cathedral. And then me and Mike were like, this guy fucking kidding me right now?
He sang the first song over again.
Yeah.
But with no music.
Yeah, he was just trying to get the crowd to
sing
with him.
He wanted people to be like a Bon Jovi concert.
Yeah, and then me, I was like, how the fuck am I supposed to know these lyrics? The first time I fucking see this.
Nah.
But it was just so funny. Yeah. Just me and him looking at each other like, this guy motherfucking serious?
Yeah, it was
Let's leave.
I was so happy I lived
I liked
that
it.
Experience.
I think it was good. I'm going to take the wife. They're here in 2 weeks. Yeah, I'm going to buy tickets, take her.
There was one of the reasons why I want to go because we got the offer to go. And at first I was like, I'm not sure. No, just to see the play. I was like, I'm not sure. Like the afternoon of a show, I'd rather just hang out at the hotel. But then I found out we didn't have a hotel that afternoon.
Yeah, we were kicked out.
So and they had told us, no, but you can hang out in the lobby at the hotel. There's like a restaurant. And I was like, oh, fuck that.
Yeah.
I'd rather go see gay guys singing.
It was fun.
Yeah, it was very fun. And then I thought of him because I was like, I knew the preach would like it because he used to be a dancer and he's cultured. I knew you'd like it because you're cultured. And I knew he'd be like, why are they singing?
Yeah, it was so fun. But it was so fun to him, for him just sitting there enjoying, like, yeah, people are yelling. This is a good time. I'm not.
Well,
when he saw the Hunchback, you should have seen his face. He looked at it, he's like,
it's
my guy.
Yeah.
That's like, yeah, he was yelling. Like, yeah. I was like, yeah. I was like, you know, that doesn't happen. Just don't do that anymore. People are getting offended. Also, when they were doing the dances, the only part that he embarrassed us is they were doing the fucking choreography. They were doing fucking crazy stuff, climbing trees, whatever the fuck they're doing. And the music stops, and then he just yells, gay! And I was like, dude.
That's a bit much.
Bro, it was all okay, bro.
I'm just saying.
Wait
till you see the next scene.
Yeah. I'm just saying what everyone's thinking, bro. Yeah.
And you were the only person in the theater. It's a theater with 3,000 people wearing Notre Dame de Paris merch.
We bought him merch before he walked in.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He took off his clothes in front of everyone, which was amazing.
And then I got the promoter to take Fox, a picture.
Yeah, the promoter took a picture of him shirtless.
The promoter was like, can you guys take a picture in front of the sign? I was like, yeah, sure, but get a picture of him when he's taking his shirt off. Because he legit, fuck, like, it's a theater with 4,000 people, took his shirt off. And then put the other shirt on.
Amazing.
Didn't go to the bathroom.
Didn't give off.
It's
fuck.
It's all these old millionaires that spent probably $280 for a ticket, and they have this fat man just whipping his shirt off.
This is what peak physical condition looks like. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And it was funny. The ladies, it's not going to fit you, sir. We're XL women's, and we're like, it's going to fit. And it did fit. It was actually more loose. I think it's an American. It was more loose. It was nice.
You know,
it
looked
comfortable as fuck.
It was comfortable.
Yeah.
I think women's sizes are always smaller, except when you get on the plus sizes.
That's what I think too.
Because fat women are very fat and they're ashamed of being very fat.
So they don't want a 9XL.
Like, I'm 400 pounds, but that's XL.
Yeah.
That's XL is good. XL, you're already saying I'm extra large.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself.
So I'm a fat woman.
You're a very fat woman. You're a very fat woman. You're brave and beautiful.
You're not fat. You're brave. You're a fat man, but a brave woman.
Yas queen.
Yeah, that's how it works.
There was an old lady also behind me because it writes the location because it was the I Bell New York.
Yeah,
because they performed in New York as well. And it wrote the location of New York and everything. And then this old lady in the back behind me asked me.
Did you watch the New York play?
Yeah, did you actually go to the one in New York? I wanted to see it, but I couldn't. I was like, I got to bullshit now.
Did you pretend?
Yeah, I
pretended.
I was like, hey, forget about it.
I'm like, yeah, it was nice, but you know, they had more space to work. The actors, it was bigger, the stage.
I was just making stuff.
You were trying to impress the old lady. It was the best.
Probably,
I was having time of my life.
The theater we were at, it was a National Arts Center. It's probably the biggest stage
they could use
in North America. Like, it's fucking huge.
Like, that's why I was laughing.
Oh, that's funny.
Because you're like, you don't have a lot of space to work with here. And I'm looking at the stage, I'm like, they have a fucking island to work on.
Well, because I was thinking New York.
Yeah, but Broadway.
Yeah, but Broadway
is
not
so expensive that it's fucking little theaters.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, not little, but smaller than
that,
here.
That was massive.
Yeah.
That was massive. That's why it was so amazing.
Yeah, that was massive.
It was crazy.
Yeah. That was wild. Yeah, it was a very good.
I like
Thank
the pageantry. I like the sets. Yeah. I like what they like how they repurpose them. You know, I really like that. It was very cool.
There's something I forgot. I used to go see a lot of circus shows. I like Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah, I like acrobatic shit.
Yeah. And I don't go see it often, but whenever I do, I'm like, fuck, I should come more often. I like this. Even like when the last time I went to see a wrestling show, the thing I liked the most was like the fucking when there were crazy entrances.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't like wrestling, but I like the entrances. I like the pageantry.
Yeah, the pageantry is fun. Yeah. You know what I realized? We can probably get into like a wrestling thing when they come here. We could probably do it because whenever they go to different cities, I see that they have local celebrities that they'll bring on.
Yeah.
And it's just like small things. Like tonight we have, Mike Ward sitting here. And we can probably get it yet.
Yeah.
By the way, I have to say something because your hair is growing out.
We could pull some Snoop Dogg shit.
Yeah. Your hair is growing out.
Yeah.
You look like a lunatic.
Yeah, I know.
You look like a mad scientist. Right?
Yeah.
Very lunatic-ish.
Yeah. Also, while we were...
You look like you're going to protest something.
Yeah.
Here, someone wronged you.
What do you mean they canceled the gay pride parade?
How did you see that?
Why'd they cancel it?
Not enough security.
For who?
For the gays.
The gays normally get beat up during the parade?
I guess.
That's not true.
I don't know. Maybe they get stuff thrown at them.
What?
It's crazy that, yeah.
There's no way that happens in Montreal.
I have no idea. Well, yeah. A lot of the comments, like, were the funniest shit I was reading the comments.
Yeah, the comments, people are like.
People were like, big win for Montreal. I was like, Jesus Christ.
People are angry.
People are angry that they got canceled.
No,
happening.
People are angry that there is such a thing as a gay pride parade.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, which I don't know why it was very entertaining to me. Just people were commenting a capital W in the comment section, which was very entertaining to me. I don't know why.
Like a win that there's not enough security?
Yeah.
No,
I don't understand why
that it was canceled. And then another thing I found funny was people.
They still did it, I heard.
Did
yeah.
they?
Yeah, people
I
still
saw,
walk.
Like, on my way here, was that supposed to be today?
Yeah.
I
yeah.
saw a bunch of lesbians with flags, and there were like six or seven of them walking, and it felt like a rally.
Nice.
And I felt like honking.
Yeah.
And going, team lesbian.
Yeah, yeah. They looked like he was one of us. Yeah. One of us. I wonder what the, yeah, I think it was for the parade. That's what they were doing it. Yeah. That's so fucking funny.
Yeah.
The parade's canceled. We don't have enough security. But isn't it, who organized security? Wouldn't it be the gay pride parade who was supposed to organize their own security?
Because
and gay guys know how to fight. Like they're always in the gym. So they're actually fairly fit.
They're fit, but they might not know how to fight.
They might not
but
know
also,
how to fight.
Also, this is Montreal, guys.
But we got to get some. There are some gay guys that know how to fight. So sure. Just get all the fucking bears.
But also, these are modern
start
gays.
Start with bears, end with bears, and then they protect the twinks.
But I don't think they have any violence here. They have their own village.
Yeah.
Are people beating up gays here? We're not talking about it.
You know what it is, though, I think, for real? No one. There was no danger of anyone beating up any gays.
That's what I think.
But.
I think the government.
People wrote shit on Twitter that were like, these fucking fags with their parades, blah, blah, blah. Someone should blow them up.
Oh,
and then they were
maybe.
Like, we're going to get blown up.
Maybe. Yeah. And the government's like, gay. Yeah.
It's like a Just for Laughs when
Tomar
got a death threat. Like,
they added security.
At first, I heard, I was like, God damn, someone called his house. So I called him. I was like, someone called your
house?
That's
what they told me.
Yeah. And he was like, nah, someone just wrote on Instagram that I was a piece of shit and I should die. I was like, who cares?
Yeah.
Like, who cares? Like, for real. Like, someone on Instagram says Mike Ward should die. I'm not calling fucking security.
Well, what they told me was that he got a call. They called him and they threatened to kill him, which wasn't what happened.
No.
And they said, do you want to put extra on the sides of the stage? And I said, no one's coming on my stage. No one's going on the stage during my show. I go, there's no fucking extra people on the goddamn stage. And then they're like, no, we're going to put them so you can't see them. Like, they could get to the stage. And I said, you know, it's a waste of money.
Yeah.
And it was a waste. It was completely useless.
You know what I used to do? Like, my first tour, I used to have people rush a stage often. Like Dave Chappelle style, but they wouldn't. It wasn't to hit me. It was just to
high five,
grab the mic, and they were just drunk and stupid. And sometimes it was just ladies that wanted to fucking kiss me or hug me or like it was just drunk garbage people that wanted to a piece of me. So they like my team was like, okay, maybe we could get security. We could get two guys next to the stairs, and I was like, why don't we just get rid of the stairs? Like
yeah,
if
so
there are no
jump
stairs,
on.
They can't. Like they'll have to jump on like wrestling, and then I can just push them off with my foot, right? Because even if you don't know how to fight,
you could kick someone.
Even someone like fuck, unless he like if GSP rushes the stage and jumps on stage, then I'm fucked. But if GSP comes on stage and starts getting on, I can kick him.
Yeah,
he's not gonna get on that stage, and I don't know how to fight, and he's GSP.
Yeah, he's never gonna get on that stage.
Yeah. So just remove, like sometimes people don't think, okay, instead of hiring two dudes, why don't we send these two dudes to protect the gays?
Yeah.
Protect the gays and then remove the stairs from the heterosexuals.
Because I almost forgot we were talking about it, but then we started the podcast. You said something happened at your house. You're remodeling, you're cleaning.
Yeah. I was, one of my wife's friends was over today. And like I've redone the house a lot of the house, and there was one wall that I put wallpaper and I really liked, but I needed something and I didn't want, since it's a wallpaper, I didn't want to hang up a painting or a picture or something. So I was like, I'll hang a neon sign from the ceiling.
Okay.
And I went to like this website and I was looking at neon signs, and there was one I really liked that was like a crown. And it looks really good, so I ordered that. And then when she walked in, she was like, "Do you have that? Cause you're like you think you're the king of podcasting." And well, I was
you,
like,
you kind of are, but
I was like, ah, oh, fuck, is that what it looks like?
But you kind of are.
No, but I was like, ah, because in my mind, I was like, there was two things. I like a crown. I think a crown looks good. And I was like, plus two, like the old saying.
I'm a fan of Burger King.
The old saying, like, a man is always the king of his castle. So I was like, this is like the place that I'm the happiest at is my house. So it's like my castle.
How come you said it was in my arms last night? Yeah. Why?
But yeah, as soon as she said that, I was like, oh, fuck. Oh, Christ.
I'm going to look like an idiot. Yeah,
and even Marie asked me, she was like, is that why you bought that? And I was like, oh, fuck. Oh,
and you have another you have another box that says Emperor of All. You're like, nah, it's just a coincidence.
Yeah,
it was the royal, they were on sale.
I like the sign that says Emperor of Quebec stand up. Yeah, it has nothing to do with me having an ego.
I didn't even read the second part. I just saw Emperor of Quebec, and I was already cool with it. That's what he thought.
I just bought a sign that was written better than everyone else.
Oh, speaking, when we were in
Gatineau. Goddamn, it's hot.
It's very
hot. Yeah, I am dripping
just so,
sweat.
Just
look
so people
me.
Know how much this podcast should mean to them. This is like one of those sets in a hot room where you're doing an hour and you leave drenched. You gave everything.
Yeah.
That's what you're getting today.
People keep asking me how you lost all your weight.
Who are these people?
And how I'm losing my weight. It's just this fucking
just
studio.
This podcast, yeah.
And we're just melting. This is like a fucking sauna.
I'm like an ice cream.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nuts, bro.
When we were in Gatineau over the weekend, it was my first time performing in Gatineau.
You never performed in Gatineau?
No.
Okay.
There was a club or a bar there called Mardi Gras, I think. Julian Dion had put me into contact with them, and I wanted to rent it out myself for my show. And the lady who he put me in contact with refused to ever answer an email.
Oh, really?
So I don't know if it's personal or whatever, but fuck her. Yeah, she never. So I'm just keep performing there in other venues. So yeah, she never replied to me twice. I think I sent another email just to see, like, reply me.
Because even Poseidon had performed that.
I know.
He did
a
couple of
times. I know. It's clearly a personal thing, probably. So whatever. So I'm not everyone's cup of tea. But you were the mayor of that town. That was an absurd adventure.
When we went out.
It got excessive.
To a bar, yeah.
A bar. Every bar.
Yeah.
Got everyone in any other bar came out of their bars to come greet you, take photos, touch you. There was chicks. There was chicks that were clearly escorts. There was young girls, working girls, old girls. Any person you want, men, women, doctors. It was insane.
It was very cool, though.
Yeah,
everyone was super, super, super nice. The only guy that was weird, and it's not his fault, he was weird. He was very happy to see me. But there was one guy, every word he said, he'd always have a bit of spit, and it'd always land on my lip.
Yeah, me, it only got here. Yeah. And then I put why I poured the Perrier.
Whenever I see guys like that talk to me and they spit, I always put my hand over my drink, and I did that with him. I saw a thing of spit, and I put my hand over my drink, and then I felt it land in my mouth. And I was like, God damn it. God damn, I should have done this.
But, fucking Daffy Duck over there. Fuck it, half. Yeah. Mike, I'm a big fan. Yeah.
But yeah, people were just, they were nice. They
super
were
nice.
Very, very nice.
And then I felt bad because there was a bunch of kids who got us some drinks and they wanted us to go hang out with them at the other bar, which we were planning on doing.
Yeah.
But then it got so overwhelming.
Yeah, it was just
we
too
couldn't
much.
Go because we couldn't take three steps.
Yeah.
It was over fucking flowing.
It was fucked up. There was something weird. Like I've been like famous in Quebec for a while. But this time was just like, it was mental.
No, you're the most famous person in the province by far.
This is just like too much.
Do you know?
I felt like the thing that sucks, I felt like, let's say, a Celine Dion type.
Yeah.
But I don't have Celine Dion money.
Yeah, that's
like I have Quebec star money.
I think I know why it's different with you. You are probably one of the most famous people. You are one of the most, but you might be the most famous person in Quebec. You know what the difference is? Is because other people are famous, they're singers, all that, but they all have their controversies are all iffy. Rape, beating women, shit like that. You no, but it's true. It's true. You don't have that. Your controversy is a joke that was.
Yeah,
so
it's
you don't,
my job.
Yeah, so when they see you, no one's like, yeah, he's famous, but he doesn't let chicks come out of his car. You didn't have any of that.
Yeah.
So that's why it's so much. It's true. That's because they're happy to see you and they feel like they listen to podcasts, they know you. And I think that's what the difference is. Because everyone else, they get super big famous. I get excited. And then 3 weeks later, it's like, he's raped eight women. Like, Jesus Christ. Like, what the fuck's going on?
I think, too, like, Steve was telling me that after after your show at the Place des Arts. He was like, he was like, I think people, there's a connection, and he was trying to figure it out, and he was explaining, he was like, the fact that you stood up to power, like when you got sued, I think, he goes, I think that connected with people, but I think what it actually is people saw me fall. So if you see a guy, it's like you see someone someone that's always champion, you're like, okay, that guy's a good fighter. But a champion that loses and comes back, Rocky, you're like, oh, this motherfucker has heart. Yeah. I think people respect heart more than courage. And more people like just fucking guys that don't give up, or girls that don't give up.
It's that. Yeah. It's that people. But I'm telling you, also, the fact that you don't do anything bad, it's not like we don't have any of these scandals. That I think that's huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. Whenever people talk shit about me, and when I die, like, people are going to talk shit about me. But people that actually met me and knew me, no one's going to talk shit. Or if they do, like, I'd be very surprised.
The something I saw talking shit a few days ago, and it actually bugged me. It was Anthony Jeselnik talking shit about Norm Macdonald. It was a clip.
What?
Yeah, it was a clip from the what are they called?
The Revenge comic of the Sith. Standing?
No, it was the Revenge of the Sith podcast. The homies from down
is
there.
Is it because Norm did that comment to that young comic that was doing jokes about religion, and Roseanne was like, "That's so brave," and Norm was like, "That's not brave."
Yeah, no, it was a lot. He said that Norm was too mean.
What?
And it was supposed to be comic, but he's a. I think just like does mean humor too.
What a piece of shit!
But you know what's a piece of shit about
fuck,
it is when
I hate
he
that guy.
It's when he said at one point he says I was there, I wasn't making these jokes, I'm the funniest comic there within a 30-mile radius or something. He's like, well, no, because Norm is there.
Norm is
so
there.
You're not
yeah.
the funniest comic there. Mm. And then what's crazy is that he made fun of this comedian that was on there, and she was, I guess she was a hack or whatever. And then Anthony just goes like, why would you make fun of her? You know, why would you make fun of a hack comic? You just called her a hack. You just admitted that when he made fun and said you're not good, he was right.
It was true. Yeah.
It was true. But now he was trying to play like, oh, that was too much or whatever after post-mortem, you know, now that Norm's dead. And I saw that and I was like, this fucking guy last time, the Legion of Skanks, I remember he had retweeted an article that called everyone at Gas Digital Nazi.
By that guy that tried to
ruin
Shane
Gill. Yeah, so already there, he was like, I was like, what the fuck's happening with Jeselnik? And then this, it's like, you motherfucker, what are you scared of? So basically a bunch of people in Australia who can barely fucking speak English got him canceled for making fun of sharks. And he fucking changed. Now everyone's a villain.
Yeah.
If they make mean jokes.
There's a comic like that in from Scotland. I forget what his name is, that he got canceled. He had
Frankie
done,
Boyle.
Frankie Boyle. Frankie Boyle. Remember the joke that got him kind of canceled?
I can't remember.
It was he was doing
my
a
buddy
joke.
Robert Sheehan from Umbrella Academy knows him, told me that I would like him. But then I found out that this guy's changed.
He had
too.
The best joke. It was a joke about there was this supermodel, or not a supermodel, like a sort of a I guess I'm going to call her a slutty model. Like her name was Jordan. It's Katie Price. She was very hot. Like this super hot chick from the 90s. She married a UFC guy.
Nice.
And or actually, she married another dude, had a kid that was severely mentally retarded. And then she married this UFC guy. And then his joke was like, the only reason she's with the UFC guy is because she needs someone strong enough to keep her son from trying to fuck her.
That's an amazing joke.
Oh my
and
God.
Retard strength
people
joke.
Lost their shit. They lost their shit. And then he lost a bunch of things. And when he came back, instead of going, look, it's a retard strength joke.
Yeah.
And it has nothing to do with her, nothing to do with the kid. But then she did what people always do. She was like, this is very hurtful. And her son wasn't hurt. He didn't know. Like he fucking
He was so busy eating his boogers.
But yeah, and then when
he was busy fucking the neighbor's dog.
When he came back, he wants to be liked by the Guardian people. Mm. So he started writing for a while he was writing opinion pieces for the Guardian. So he I don't even know if he talked about my court case, but he's the type of guy that technically my court case he should have been like, fuck, I'm with this guy.
Freedom of
but
speech.
I'm pretty sure if he did talk about it, he was talking about how I'm a piece of shit. And I was like, what a fucking asshole. He was a really good comic. Like he was from the era, the years like when Jimmy Carr popped. There was him.
Hicks was Jimmy, culturally relevant.
Hicks influenced all these guys
in the UK
to be dark and to be mean. And then this guy just fucking for some reason changed. And maybe like some people do change, and but this guy, it doesn't feel like he changed because he became a good person. He changed because he wants to look like a good
person.
That's
the thing. That's the thing that I don't respect.
Yeah,
that it's all that you're phony. You know who didn't change after going through it? Count Dankula. You remember Count Dankula?
What happened to the shit with his dog, right?
Yeah, bro. Count Dankula got the government went out. They arrested him. They took him to court.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Because he made the video of his pug being a Nazi to piss off his girlfriend. Yeah. And then
how can you be angry at that? You have to be so stupid.
Also, what they said was that he was like promoting genocide. Crazy.
That you're doing jokes about your dog, your cute little dog being a Nazi.
That's like the cast of Inglourious Basterds that played the Nazis all getting arrested when they go to the UK because they put on the uniforms. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's an act.
The idea behind his thing was like, this dog is so cute. Yeah, everyone loves him.
Yeah.
You know what would make her hate him is if he was a Nazi.
That was the joke.
So then he was always doing like shit like about Nazis, and he'd look.
Yeah, that
so
was the
it
joke.
It was just like even if you're a Jewish person that. All of your fucking grandparents died in the Holocaust. You look at that and you go, that's kind of funny.
That's kind of funny. And that's he's saying funny. That they're bad.
Yeah.
He's saying
yeah, he's not saying that the fucking these fucking Germans
they know how to he's get doing rid the opposite. Of us. He's saying the worst thing that I could turn him into so that my girlfriend loses her shit is a Nazi. He's not saying she's gonna be so proud. Yeah. So anyway, they did so much. I was listening to one of his updates. He made a YouTube video. Fuck, he's a guy I keep forgetting. I gotta reach out to him. I wanna interview him either on the Pantelis podcast or something. He's the cops at one point, because they were tired of him fucking with them, because he's like, I'm not paying this stupid fine.
Yeah.
They stole it out of his account.
What?
Oh really?
Yeah. Nah.
Dude, it's
I was very proud of him, because when he when he got fined, I reached out and I was like, and I offered something, and it was kind of a test at the same time, because he had a fine, like it was, I think, £25,000 or something.
God damn.
So I was like, hey, man, if you want help, I can help you pay that. And then he was like, no, I'm not going to pay. And I was like, oh, that was the correct answer.
Yeah, he's congrats. That's why I really like him.
It wasn't a test. Like, I wasn't doing it as a test. Like, if he wanted help,
you
would have given him money.
Yeah, but you like the fact that he's like,
then I was like, okay, yeah, fuck. All right, finally, there's fucking people standing up for... Because standing up for what they believe in. It's not even for what you believe in. It's for...
It's so ridiculous. It's a joke.
It's so standing ludicrous. Up for the right to make funny... To make funny.
It's to make funny. What people don't get is like, oh, for me, that's offensive. That would never... That's nice if you don't like that. But we can't arrest everyone that you don't like.
Yeah.
You know who did that? The Nazis.
Yeah.
I love...
They arrested everyone they didn't like.
Yeah.
I love Stanhope's joke about when people say there's shit you can't make fun of. And he goes, I'm an asshole because I'm making fun. And when you think about those words, making fun... You take something that's horrible and you make it fun. There's something beautiful about that. You're fucking bringing joy to the world.
I've been able to make people in my life and my family laugh at times where they've been at their lowest.
Yeah.
And this and that, crying sometimes and just bringing back. That's a
funeral laugh is always the best laugh.
I've given a lot of funeral laughs. I've been the cause of a lot of funeral laughs.
Yeah.
And it's not bad, because I never hated any... I would never go to a funeral of someone that I hated.
Yeah.
So any funeral I've been to that I said jokes and people laughed, I wanted to be there. My intention wasn't to make jokes. It, you know how we are. It just something just happens and it clicks. But I've made a lot of people laugh and they were, and I have no problem with it. I think I did the best thing. That's what I naturally felt like doing. And everyone laughed. That's why this shit pissed me off with Jeselnik, because he said some horrible shit, which I've laughed at because he makes fucking funny jokes.
Yeah. Like, he had a joke that I used to love. He had a thing about how they have these pedophile tracker websites. And his joke was, I saw on my street there are 7 different pedophiles, so why are the meetings always at my house?
Yeah, it was a great joke.
It's a great joke. It's an amazing joke. But the thing I think that pisses people off about Jeselnik, the way he's acting now, is he's acting like a lot of unfunny comics that are like, no, you can't make fun of everything, blah, blah, blah. But he's acting like them, but he's one of us.
Yeah.
So, like, why
he's
are you...
He's a funny comic?
Why are you pretending to be them? You're one of us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the fuck it is. You don't have to prove anything to anyone.
Is it a LA thing, you think? Or is he trying to get into acting, or like...
I don't honestly, I can't guess. I would have to sit down and talk to him, see what the fuck it is. Because maybe it's an LA thing. Maybe he's influenced so much. Because you know what? The other thing might happen is you're influenced so much by your surroundings, you start shifting. Yeah. So he might think, oh, I'm a piece of shit for making those. He might actually believe that he's not good for me. But I don't find him a piece of shit at all for making any of the jokes he's done.
But the thing that's fucked up, his comedy hasn't really changed, though.
Well, hasn't dropped anything in a while, I think.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, maybe. But I don't think.
But there's no way it changed because his style fits perfectly with that kind of. He's the best at that. His little drops. What it is, I love that.
Maybe it's because, you know, when you do like the type of comedy we do, type of comedy he does, the type of comedy, let's say, Stanhope does, Jim Jeffries, like any dark comedian. Smart people know that you're not a bad person because you said something bad. Yeah. There's a difference between saying something bad as a joke and saying something bad when you actually mean it. But a lot of these guys, when they realize the dummies don't get the difference, they try to explain it to them and they forget who their fucking fans are and who their core audience is, the people that get it. So I think Jesse Lenneck is losing a lot of fans, I think, right now.
What you just said is it probably hits it on the head because that's what happened to me this summer with Just for Laughs, Just Pour Rire, the French side, when they took down my video on their site, but I refused to take down social media because some ladies complained or whatever. And then I said, the woman complaining that joke was offensive will never buy a ticket to my show.
Yeah. Mm.
You taking it down does not add ticket sales. If anything, it makes you look weak. If I take it down, my fans will be like, well,
then
fuck this guy.
You look like a fucking coward.
Yeah, not only a coward, it's like I'm admitting that what I did was mean or wrong, but it wasn't. It was completely funny. Everyone else found it funny. So that's why I refused, because it changes nothing. You're never going to win these people over. They don't get comedy. And this was proven. If you want, you could even bring up statistics. This is science speaking, not me. The people that enjoy dark humor and understand it have the higher IQs.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's low IQ people legitimately.
You know who hates us the most on stage? This guy.
Yeah, he is. He's there.
He's so angry. He's like, wow, he's fucking saying all these hateful things.
You're not going to believe this. I heard Pantel Sam Mike on stage. Bro, they kill a dog every night. They talk about euthanizing a dog every night. How many dogs have to die for you to make people laugh, you sons of bitches? But they're the same people that I think send emails to Hollywood studios and say, like, why did you kill that bear for real? Did you kill those Jews? Like, no, that's a movie. It's a historical documentary. We didn't kill
it. Do you think comedy, because remember all of the old Disney shows and Disney movies, they'd be like, no animal was harmed during the taping of
this.
It's because
of people that would call.
Because of people like that. Yeah. But I wonder if like comedy specials are going to start doing that. Like, I should have done that before my special that got me sued. Like, no disabled boys were drowned during this special.
This isn't real. You remember last year when I was doing my podcast at Just Pour Rire and they kept putting before every podcast
The native thing?
It was recorded on stolen land.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know how pissed I was? Because I wanted to record at my studio.
Yeah.
They made me record there. I was like, I didn't steal anything. Stop saying before my podcast that I stole this from a native person. Yeah. You maybe stole. I had nothing to do with this. I didn't build this fucking building.
You know why that made me angry? Made me angry at you? Because I can accept that my people stole this land 400 years ago. But your family came here fucking 40 years ago. And they stole. Like, fucking natives had almost nothing left. And you fucking Greeks came in and just took the little fucking shitty land. They
had an office in the third floor of the Just for Last building.
That's all they had left.
That was Chief Moose Paw's office. And I fucking stole it. That's how, when I saw it, because people send me messages, they go, did you put that before your podcast? I didn't know.
I thought it was a joke. When I saw it, I was like, that's so funny.
I was like, what are you talking about? And then I saw the video. I go, sons of bitches, I didn't steal anything. Why are you putting that before my videos? I didn't steal anything.
By the way, moose don't have paws. They have hoofs.
But still, moose paw is a name.
If I shove a hoof up your ass, moose paw is a good name.
Yeah, it's a good name.
A very good name.
Chief moose paw.
Moose paw sounds like a fancy dessert.
You want some of this chief moose paw?
You want a chief moose paw? Oh, yeah. It sounds extra like a little Italian. You're
extra
not sure
moose,
if
low on the paw. Yeah. I used to get along great, and I say used to as if I don't now, but I don't see anymore. But I used to get along great with natives.
Okay.
I had a native kid that I grew attached with when I used to play football a bit. It was a cool dude. Humor. They used to, one time at the Comedy Nest, the funniest thing happened. I hope I could find this guy. After the show, this guy came and he was, I think he was the chief of something, like a reservation or something. And he wanted to book me for a show. He's like, it was very fine, this and that. And then he kept saying, like, it's important for us to be represented. That's why it would be good for you to be there. And as the conversation was going,
he thought you were native,
but nothing. My jokes were about me being Greek. My name is Pantelis.
Your name is Pantelis.
Yeah. So then I laughed at him. I go, yeah, okay. Like, I thought he was making a joke. And he's like, yeah, it's very important. So, you know, here's my card. Call me information. Cause it's very, I'm glad that you're doing it. It's very, and I'm like, what vibe did I give off?
Yeah,
that he thought that I go. But how amazing would it be if I perform and they're like native comedian? Yeah. They're like native to where? Native to Park X?
Did you get extra angry and you turned red?
Like no, I'm so happy.
Since you have long hair and pantalos, yeah, they were down. Kind of sounds like maybe pantsless.
Maybe.
So you're the warrior that takes his pants off. But he goes into battle.
He was so nice, the guy, and I was like, fuck, how crazy would it be if I would do it in this someone's like. Wait, what is he representing exactly? Because he keeps talking about being Greek.
Yeah,
one of us.
One of the first bigger English shows I did at Just for Laughs was because of some native guy that was a huge comedy fan that loved dark humor, and he'd seen me at Midnight Surprise. I didn't know Ari Shaffir yet, and he came up. Backstage, and there was Ari, there was me, there was him, and then he was telling Ari, "You should get this fucking guy on your show, his storyteller."
Oh, yeah, that was a good show.
Yeah, and then so then Ari booked me on that because of this guy.
Oh shit!
It might be the same guy.
He
fucking loved dark comedy.
But 100% he thought I was native because he kept referring to me being a good, like, it's good that we're represented. And then at first I laughed. And then when I realized, like, I don't know what to do now.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how to. Because
you got to commit, bro.
Well, I had to commit. Well, you why walk I had to commit either, in the conversation?
Either go all in or all out.
Because I thought he was going to take it the wrong way. Like, I didn't want him to feel like I said, because it's not that. It was just because, like, I was just confused. I go, but I never said anything about being native.
Yeah.
Because I'm not native. I'm native to here, but I'm not a native.
You should have.
I have to pay taxes.
You should have reversed it and then said to him, I like that us Greek guys.
Yeah. Zeus be with you, my brother. Zeus be with you. May Hermes watch over you, friend.
Let's start a smoke signal and break plates.
Yeah. What are you going to say?
But those natives are fucking dope as fuck. Like, speaking of the natives.
Yeah, I like natives,
Have you seen that they're... Because you could tell some of these guys, like, their bloodline it was like warriors and shit.
Yeah,
they're like
bro.
Fucking giants. They got the jackets with
the
fucking...
They have the best hair.
Yeah, bro. It's nuts. I wish I could be like...
Best hair, worst teeth.
It depends. Really?
I never paid attention.
Worst teeth if they do drugs and alcohol. If they don't eat the sugar and they don't do that shit, then they have okay teeth because they used to... Yeah.
Yeah,
I was just doing a joke.
Yeah. Some of them have good teeth.
Yeah.
You're talking about the crackheads here at the corner. Yeah, that's not, they could not be native and they would have had bad teeth.
Oh, it's the crack. Yeah, it's the crack.
I forget who told me, this native guy told me once, he was like, you know why there are so many fucking weirdos like in Montreal or that are native? He was like, it's because we throw them out of our community. That's a cultural thing. Oh, so when there's a fuck up, We instead of putting them in jail, they just exclude them from the community. So then they're fucking kind of on their own. So they end up in the big cities. So then when you see all these fucking train wrecks in the big city, you're like, these fucking people. But it's the worst of the worst. It's the worst of the worst that we get.
It's the Al Qaeda.
Like, I didn't know that.
All of the good ones are good.
That's fucking interesting that they get them out of the society. That's what France and ancient Greece used to do. Okay. That shitty. They would be like exile. It was the worst punishment.
When I did my my university,
I can't bang little boys anymore.
When I did my university thing about natives, that's what they were saying. That's how they used to get rid of them. Since, like in the old days, you needed your community to survive. So if you put them in jail, you're gonna have to take care of them. But if you just leave them on his own. He might survive, but chances are on his own, he's just going to get eaten by a bear.
Napoleon was exiled, no?
Yeah, because I remember first time I went to, I don't know if he was exiled, first time I went to Louisiana, they were telling me how Napoleon had planned on retiring to Louisiana. So I think He tried to leave, and then they killed him before he did.
He was exiled twice, Napoleon, actually.
Oh, that's sure. Gangster.
Bro, I'm not going to lie, bro. I swear to God, it says...
He comes back, and they're like, you were exiled. The fuck I was.
Yeah. He goes exiled to the island of Elba. He escaped to France in early 1815 and raised a new grand army that enjoyed temporary success before its crushing defeat at Waterloo against an allied force under Wellington on June 8th.
I have a question. Napoleon was... He wanted
to make France great again.
Yeah.
That's a very Donald Trump move.
So he took over the second time, because I know when he lost in Waterloo, the British pincer attack, that's where the Rothschilds made all their money.
Yeah.
The Rothschilds, who control every central bank, you know what they did at that moment?
No.
Their own spies were receiving word from the battlefield before everyone else, and Napoleon was destroying everything. So everyone, even in England, thought, this is it, we're done for. He found out first from his spies that shit, the British won. So what did he do, the cocksucker? He put the word out on like Wall Street over there, whatever the fuck, and he said the French won. So all the stocks, everything dropped to like a penny. Everyone was scared that England's over. So he bought up everything for pennies on the dollar. Next day, word comes in, the English won. Everything goes back up. He owned everything.
Oh, what a dick.
Yeah.
And they're still allowed to rule over the world.
Yeah. It's kind of nuts.
It's a cool move.
Yeah.
But
that's fucking, yeah.
But it's crazy.
Look, I got to say, that's a big brain move.
That's a big brain move.
That's a big brain move, bro.
And they were also always funding both sides of the war, which should be illegal.
Yeah.
I think this is what I think should be illegal. If you're part of a country that's in the war, the second you fund the other side, that has to be treason.
Yeah.
It's 100% treason. Yeah. It's
Canada
100%
does it.
Treason.
The US does it. They fund their own enemies. It's the weirdest thing.
Yeah.
Because everything's like a proxy war now.
Yeah, it's so
not,
weird.
It's not real. Like Canada...
Were you trying to say Canada?
Yeah. What did I say? I had a hiccup slash burp coming.
Canada. Yeah, so he did. That's what he did. That's a big brain move.
That's AD chess, bro.
Yeah, he's playing chess like from a distance. Yeah. And now you don't talk about them. You don't hear
about
the Rothschilds.
That's not even playing chess. That's fucking.
That's more. Yeah. You, people are playing chess in front of you, and you have an iPad.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
That's a piece of shit move.
It is, and the good thing. I mean, for them, if you never hear about this, you have to like look it up. It's factually, it's proven. It's not like a conspiracy theory. It's just that you never hear about it historically because they keep their distance. The Rothschilds, you don't hear about them everywhere.
Yeah.
They're so rich. Like absurd amount of rich. They're never in like the Forbes top 10. Even though they're the richest in the world, you never hear about them. Bro, you know what it's like owning central banks? That's owning countries.
Yeah, 100%. They're worth trillions of dollars and we
don't
even know
it. Yeah, I don't think you could
quantify it. No, you can't. Yeah. It's not even...
They're like Chris Ramsey rich.
They're Chris Ramsey rich, bro. Chris Ramsey owns central banks in Costa Rica. Can't wait till he sees this.
And Panama.
And Panama. No, that's where he puts his money, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Chris Ramsey is a war criminal. He's currently in Italy, escaping. That's what he's doing. I think he's back this week.
Oh, yeah?
So, yeah, we got to bring him back on.
Yeah, of
when
course.
When there's AC in here, we'll bring him back. So we'll kill him.
We can't fucking bring a billionaire with that AC. We're going to fucking have the richest man in North America fucking sit here like a goddamn peasant.
He's going to buy us and sell us to a fucking third world Asian country.
Yeah.
Ship us to that fucking Epstein island. I'm going to have to start sucking dick.
Yeah, Epstein cock. Yeah. Did you see what happened with Nancy Pelosi?
No.
She went to start a war.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, China is threatening. If Nancy Pelosi comes down here to Taiwan, we're going to shoot her plane down.
Okay.
So she fucking locked in her giant tits and flew over there.
Really?
Yeah, and then the Chinese were upset.
That's a big dick move by China, going, we're going to shoot. Imagine the shit that would start.
Oh.
Even, like, if you fucking shoot down Nancy Pelosi.
And in retaliation for her going there, they now canceled because they used to have communication lines for war. Climate change and some other stuff, and they said the communication lines are over. We don't want to hear about your bitch ass climate change, about war. We do whatever we want. We don't talk anymore.
Goddamn.
Which is very bad.
Yeah.
Goddamn.
Because they're incompetent. You have Biden, like the whole administration is incompetent. Yeah. This is not the time to go to war.
And plus, like for climate stuff, like everything that's going bad right now is all from China and India.
Yeah.
So we need them. Like, they're going to do what they're going to do because it's new for
them. China going to China.
But, yeah, China going to China. But if we gotta still tell them, hey, guys, you know, fucking, we fucked up 50 years ago. You guys, we'll let you 3-4 years to fuck up, but then bring it back. But if you just let them, they're the fucking kings of the world right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's very, very bad.
Also, they're doing it at a scale that's massive. Like, they're going through the Industrial Revolution at 1.6 billion people. Like, the U.S. went through the Industrial Revolution at what? 50, 80 million?
I don't know.
You just said that like you were super smart.
Yeah,
but
you said
have
that
no
like
facts.
You saw it in
a
TikTok video.
I'm guessing.
The thing is, if you take the three and you put it over the two, sometimes E will equal MC squared.
Yeah. When was the Industrial Revolution?
The beginning of industry.
Fuck. It was in the 1900s, huh?
It's okay, bro. Your point
now is bothering me. I'm sorry.
Hold on. Yeah, you asked the question. We didn't say anything. Yeah. We were looking at you and you were like, when was the fucking Industrial Revolution? Beginning of 1900, was it? What? I don't know. Why are you guys talking about fucking industry?
Yeah. Not, you literally got into an argument in front of everyone. With yourself.
Yeah. No, because
you always get defensive, and we tell you get defensive, and you say that you don't. You just did.
You
yourself.
Were this close to punching yourself in the face and saying, why do you make me look stupid on the air?
That's literally what I want. You got defensive with yourself. That was amazing. That was insane.
Because then it started bothering me that
you're
I didn't
lunatic.
Know. It started bothering me that I didn't know. So I'm like, nah, I want to know now because I brought
of those
it up.
Things you can say that head. Just in your head.
Yeah.
Go
yeah,
like, you're right, go, hey, right. It started, and then go, I don't know what year it is, so I should stop now. Go.
Those are indoor thoughts.
Yeah. No, it's just because I said it, and then I was like, oh, fuck.
That's what they say because we're talking about the Rothschilds. You remember a man by the name of Stanley Kubrick?
Yeah.
A lot of rumors about him. I've done my research on Kubrick's last days. So he made a film called Eyes Wide Shut.
Yeah, I saw that movie. Me too. With the masks.
So apparently he was trying to give little insight on like the elites of the world and how they have these parties. Now, he based the mask, all that, off images that already exist of those kind of parties happening in like the 50s with celebrities, all that, with those masks. That's what, and they have some cool masks, like Birdcage. Yeah. All fucked up people. They like these ritual shit. They just like to feel like they're part of something, but they are part of something, obviously. So there was an original cut. What we saw is not the original cut. The original, I think it was Warner Brothers that released it. The original cut pissed him off so much. So he showed a preview, I think, in England. And it was all the executives there, but he had final cut. He decides. And I think when the movie ended, what the witnesses, people that work on the set there, had said is that he burst out at arguing with them, and they were yelling at him and like, "You can't fucking release this, Nana!" And they were super pissed. And then, I think a day later or something is when he died.
Okay.
So then, when they released the video,
they
edited it. It's not his version, and people always speculate what was the version. And the rumor that kept persisting is that the biggest thing that they changed was during the scene in the manor, he showed child sex trafficking and all that, child abuse.
God damn.
And they lost their fucking shit. And he was like arguing like, well, I have final cut and this is the shit you guys do or whatever. And they lost their shit. And that's the biggest thing that they say they took out. And his final is, they don't know if it exists anymore or if they have it in a vault or if they burnt it or whatever. But that's what, and he died mysteriously the day after that argument. So very, very cool. Very cool shit. And he used little things like, so the manor is the manor, but apparently the outside shot of the manor that you see is a well-known, it's one of the Rothschilds in England, their castle.
Okay.
So he was trying subliminal to say like, what happens in this scene in here is this type of place. So if you know that's the outside. So he always does a lot of little like layered shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, he used to put everything he put in a scene, apparently everything was measured. If you see writing or anything, he did it for a reason. He was trying to convey a message. He would never just have a background. Everything meant something. That's why he would argue with actors a lot. They'd get really pissed. It's like, why is he making me? Like Jack Nicholson said this. He made him do one of the Shining hellos or walking through a door like over 100 times. To the point where
Holy
he was getting angry
shit.
And this and that. He was getting fucked up. And then apparently that's the scene that he wanted to capture. He wanted to capture him legitimately angry and legitimately. So he does little things like that. He's very...
Whenever I see, though, people talk about how the elite and the pedophilia thing, they're...
You mean like Jeffrey Epstein and the Clintons?
Yeah, but there's something like that... They make it seem like everyone in the elite wants to fuck kids.
It can't be everyone.
It can't, and because pedophilia is an actual fucking
thing.
Sickness.
Yeah, it can't be everyone.
So it can't be like I was thinking about Tom Hanks the other day.
Yeah.
Like whenever they put like Tom Hanks into something like that, you're like, Ah, fuck, you're losing credibility.
You know
we
why they
already
put him?
Got the fucking Epstein list that we should fucking
make
put
public
out.
And they won't. But you know why I think they put Tom Hanks? Because it's so extraordinary, because he seems like the complete opposite, because he's like everybody's dad or whatever. Yeah. That. So I think that's why they put him in the list. But you're right, it discredits everything.
Tom Hanks, there's been some weird shit on his Instagram. He'll post like gloves and then just like coordinates and shit. And apparently people have investigated, on his Instagram, and people have investigated.
No, these are just fucking nuts.
You're telling me Tom Hanks posts a photo of gloves and then coordinates of where to meet him.
Gloves in the middle, in the middle of the street. But and then if you punch in like the coordinates or something, it gives like articles of like a kid that was kidnapped. Like
there's
some
no
weird
way. No,
shit.
There's no that way that's true.
I would have been arrested. There's no way that's true.
You know what's fucked up though about the whole Tom Hanks being like raping kids in a basement of a pizza place? Like the first time he heard that, he was probably like, someone was like, "Hey Tom, there's a weird rumor about you." What?
Are they saying I'm gay with Travolta?
It's you and in a pizza place. I fucking love pizza. Okay,
there's a bunch of kids.
I have kids. I like them. Okay, and then you have sex with them, and then Hillary Clinton kills them. All right. Okay, the Clinton part seems real.
Yeah, yeah.
But
I might be fucked. The last part, yeah, I could. I'm telling you, it's legitimate.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I never fucked a kid. Yeah.
Don't ask a Haitian person because they remember what the Clintons did down there. So that part's credible. I'm fucked.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Yeah, that must be weird to hear that. Because you get rumors when you're a celebrity. You're gonna get all kinds of rumors. It's fucked up when you get shit that you're like, I want to tell people how stupid it is, but I don't want to draw attention to it because it's so fucking
like
retarded.
The rumor about me being one of the leaders of the fucking
Freemasons.
The Freemasons. That's mental. That's mental. But
that's my favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like,
first of all, all the shit I talk, you would kill
lonely soul.
So he'll post stuff like that. I think one of them had like numbers and shit on the picture.
Well, there's no coordinates.
I'm not saying it's legit. I don't care. I'm just saying this is him saying
if you want to come fuck this kid that used to have this little shoe.
A lonely soul in the middle of the Pacific Coast Highway.
So they're saying
summer is done. Hanks.
This is after it's been done.
But that's not a child shoe. That's an adult shoe.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then there's these gloves, and then like he'll post gloves like that, and then they're saying like these are.
I think he's just bad at social media.
Yeah, I think he's being artsy.
Yeah, because people are like, look at my cupcake. He's like, look at my gloves.
Yeah, yeah, I think he's just being artsy.
He's being bad artsy.
And this artsy, there you go.
By a guy that's been in fucking showbiz movies forever.
Elizabeth Flock is the one that.
Can I see the in spring gloves, the fall flip flops, bittersweet rumor? Because he was probably like. Whenever I see fucking ugly things on the road, I'll take pictures of them. And then people go, that fucking Tom Hanks guy is an artist. And people are like, look at that fucking pedophile.
Yeah, yeah.
You know how crazy that is? And people think he's a pedophile now because he took a picture of a flip-flop. You know what else flip-flops? His balls on that kid's chin.
Show me another one.
He just has like he has his glove and he goes.
Yeah, he's like, yeah.
Single at night ain't right, Hanks.
No, but that he's like that's how he bangs these kids. No glove, all the love,
Hanks. Yeah. Put her there, Hanks.
They're just fucking weird.
Dumb. He's just being a weird artsy man. Remember when fucking Jim Carrey went through like this weird manic phase?
Yeah, recently. Jim Carrey lost me. That's how I started hating Jim Carrey. Yeah. Was he became too much of a cocksucker? Mm. It was he drank the Kool-Aid. It was all the devil is what's his name? Trump. The devil is Trump, and every Republican is an evil soul sucker and weird.
I never
shit.
Heard that shit.
And he's like art, and he became fucking weird. And I was like, okay, this guy's lost his goddamn mind.
Yeah.
Now he became too crazy.
Yeah, everyone loses their mind after a while.
He defended me in private, so I like him still.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's nice.
Yeah, I don't know if he defended me, but I met some people just for laughs. They were like, hey, Jim Carrey talked about you. And I was like, what? And they were like, yeah, he said nice things. And I was like, I fucking like that guy.
Yeah, well, I said, but this was probably before he had lost his goddamn mind. Yeah. Maybe he's back now, I don't know, but he was great. He became, like,
He is mental, though. When you see, like, interviews with him now, he went fucking bad. I think he lost his mind during the Andy Kaufman movie.
Like maybe he went too deep.
Have you ever seen that movie?
Yeah, Man on the Moon? Yeah, of course.
No, but the documentary, Jim and Andy.
Is it good?
You see fucking Milos Forman, who's the director of that, fucking get angry because Jim Carrey like wants to be a method actor, so he becomes Andy Kaufman. So when he's Andy Kaufman, he's just this fucking weirdo. But then when he's the singer, the what's the name of the Andy Kaufman singer?
The guy that he still exists now. Go Andy Kaufman sidekick.
Right, Andy Kaufman's singer.
Fuck, what's his name, bro? I keep forgetting his fucking name.
Tony Clifton.
Tony Clifton.
So when he's Tony Clifton, he was actually acting like Tony Clifton on set. So they're they're doing the scene, but then he's telling Milos Forman to fuck off. Milos Forman is some Eastern European dude. He doesn't fucking know who Jim Carrey is. He doesn't give a fuck. He just wants to make art. And then he has this fucking asshole. And then all of the old the people from Taxi that were friends with Andy Kaufman, they're like, ah, fuck, this guy's weirder than Andy was. And Andy was a fucking weirdo. So it's a really good documentary.
I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, when I watched it, I was like, oh, fuck, I missed
that
movie.
Jim and Andy?
I think it's Jim and Andy. Okay. If you want to Google, it's on Netflix. And then I was like, I'm going to watch Man on the Moon again. And then Man on the Moon wasn't as good as I remembered. But the documentary is.
I'm going to watch the documentary. Yeah. You know what he reminds me of? He reminds me of like a Rudy Giuliani. Both at one point were respected in their field. Yeah. Giuliani was because of 9/11, and then he was the mayor of New York. And now we see him. He's a fucking lunatic with all this shit. Like, he's just a fanatic. And then same thing with Jim Carrey. He was because he had done all these comedy movies and everyone saw him. And then the second you got to see the real him, you're like, what the fuck is this? This is weird. Because this was before podcasts. So you never got long form. And then now you see him like, oh, this guy might be
mental. This guy might be a mental patient.
Yeah, that's how I see him. Because that's how Rudy Giuliani, even though it was 9/11, the mayor.
He was the mayor of America.
Yeah, he was the mayor of America. I can never see him with that respect ever again. Yeah. Ever again. Dude, the thing leading down, all the shit he was saying, I'm going to sue everyone. It was just so crazy.
Even though they weren't at the same place, whenever I think about him now is when he booked, was it the, instead of booking the Ritz-Carlton, he booked the Ritz painting,
the parking
paint
lot or whatever,
or
the painting place.
And you see,
bro, and he's like, sweating and his hair dies. It was just, I'm like, that's not the mayor. Yeah. Same thing with Jim Carrey, because of all the crazy shit. I'm like, that's not the Jim Carrey I grew up with.
I wonder if, like, maybe, I'm sure Rudy Giuliani doesn't think this way, but I wonder if his wife, I don't know, even know if he's married. People around him, if they go, fuck, if Rudy would have taken his, if he would have retired in 2007,
he would have been
he'd be
a
national hero. People would think of him the way we think of McCain. Like he'd be a fucking hero.
Yeah,
he's never been in war, but he was a war hero.
Yeah, because
he was so good. Like when 9/11 hit, he did everything perfectly. Like he was amazing to build the confidence in New York, lift up the spirits of America. And then he fucking became a train wreck.
But that's what they say. Sometimes you live long enough to see yourself become the villain.
Yeah.
I see it a lot.
Yeah. I'm always afraid of that. Because, like, my thing's, like, in French now. Like, I'm at a good place that my legacy, if I die now, I'm good.
Don't fucking say that.
So I'm afraid that my last 12 years will be me like, why are they just yelling at kids?
Yeah. It might have been, but it can't now because, first of all, it's not who you are. But also,
stand-up
is a lonely game, and normally we're alone. But now, because of all this, now you have a crew. That's the one thing that's different now, and a lot of stand-ups don't have this, is we have like a... It's kind of like the Avengers of comedy. Like, if you think about the crew, it always gets a little bigger. Like, we added Chris Ramsey to, like, the unit. Like, it's very different than it was. Before, it was more lonely. Now, you can collaborate and do shit. Mm. You do a tour where your friends are opening. You do a tour where it's a gimmick and it's everyone. Sketches, movies, whatever the other shit we're doing, the shows and all that. Like, it's a podcasting. It's a different time now, so you have people to put you in check. Like, I'll say something, I'll see something, and then I'll have you tell me, actually, no, it's like this. And then I'll be like, oh, fuck, I was about to bitch about this, but it's not a real problem. It's same thing with you. You'll notice something, like, what is this? And then he'll say or I'll say, and you're like, oh, fuck, it's like that. So it's easier for you not to go crazy because people put you in check, all of us. And most comics don't have that because it's a very lonely art form.
Yeah,
you don't
I think most people that lose it are rich people that only have assistants.
Yeah, that's what I see.
Yeah.
All of them, they lose it because they have yes men. But when you have a crew of comics, it's like, and that's how everything works. Like, if you look at NWA or all the, when they're together, and until people start getting greedy and all that, when they're together, they're the strongest. You're at a good place and everyone's happy. So if you have that crew of artists that you normally, you're put in check and it's good. Plus us, we started this game, we started podcasting early, but we started the comedy game later with you. So you were already established. So you already knew, like, you saved me from so many pitfalls just from experience. Like, I'll ask you, like, nah, do this, do that, or go to him, go to that, that I didn't have to go through myself.
Yeah.
That's the way it should be. So I like the unit that we have. So it was always group creatures there too. Fucking.
Yeah, I'm enjoying this as well, bro.
Yeah.
I've experienced stuff that I didn't, like, I was sitting at the, like, just the theater. You know, the musical? Like, I was sitting there, I'm like, I'm fucking part of the 1% now, bro, you know? Like, you were
like, he was like, this pizza and these little kids are going to be amazing after. Let's go eat pizza in the basement. Let these fags sing, I want to eat pizza.
Could you imagine if he's like, look, I'm not into the kids, but I'll have the pizza.
Yeah.
Do what you got to do.
You're going to have pizza.
I'm not going to say, dude, if the pizza's good, bro, I'm not going to say anything about the kids.
I'm just sitting there, I'm like, bro, that's fucked up, bro.
I can taste the tears. Yeah. So look, if you want to see any of us on stage, there are websites, mikeward.ca for Mike. The Mike Ward Noir Tour all around Quebec and New Brunswick and Ontario is happening right now. Mikeward.ca, tickets are on sale for Gatineau, for New Brunswick, and where in Ontario is it?
We're doing Hearst, we're doing Timmins, we're doing 5-6 other cities.
Fucking mikeward.ca. Yeah. Check that out. The Poseidon 69. On Twitter and on Instagram. And if you're a fan of podcasts, look no further. The number one French language comedy podcast on the planet and the number one podcast on the planet when it comes to live podcast recording in front of 21,131 fans is Mike Ward Sous-Écoute. Available right now wherever you get your podcast. And if you go to patreon.com/sous-écoute, you get the entire back catalog. It's also the first place that you can go to find the videos when they come out this month of the live Bell Center podcast, which were amazing. So check that shit out. PantelisComedy.com for all of my stuff. Patreon.com/Pantelis support all the nonsense we're doing. And if you like podcasts, check out the last couple of episodes of The Intellectuals, Poseidon and Guido Grasso. Oh. Ridiculous. They've added a new member to their Intellectuals crew, Adam.
Oh, goddamn.
A goddamn train wreck lunatic. Check him out. I guarantee you're going to have a great time. Thank you guys, and go fuck yourselves.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.